Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. I'm Mitch Lawrence. He is Darren Bunch. He's in California. I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which will figure prominently in this episode of Talking Golf Getaways. Thanks for joining us on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Player FM, and now, of course, at the all-new GolfTripX.com, at GolfTripExperts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Darren, you could find at GetawaysGolf on Twitter, at GolfGetaways on Instagram. Me, you can find at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E, throughout the online universe. Yo, D.
Yo.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Throughout the online universe, that feels like we need an organ, bump, bump, bump.
Well, since you do all the editing, get on it, man.
I just did it. That's going to happen.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
That was it? Okay. It was pretty good. I don't know if it was universal good, but it was good. We have a really interesting show today. You know, normally you and I talk about destinations, golf courses, but today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about the newest location for Topgolf right here in Myrtle Beach. We're going to find out why our listeners, I'm hoping that they're as excited as I am for the continued exploding success of Topgolf. But before we get to my interview with Director of Operations for Topgolf Myrtle Beach, Jeff Kowalski, and Marketing Manager Michaela Prelo, just a quick word about the all-new GolfTripX.com website. And we continue to be, after weeks and weeks, really excited about it. Our new home for Talking Golf Getaways and so much more. What are you missing if you haven't checked out GolfTripX.com, Darren?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, you are going to hear a lot more about Rams Hill. You know, we've talked about it here on the podcast, but they have come on board as a sponsor. And so we're going to talk a little bit about them. We're going to be spending a lot of time at Rams Hill in the next couple of months, putting out some various content, and including something that I think is going to be kind of cool. We're going to kind of document the drive to Rams Hill. It's one of these great places, Mitch, as you know, where you have to be a little intentional to get there. And it's a just absolutely stunning drive. No matter which way you come in, but Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire, drink, and I are going to go down and make a trip, and we're going to kind of document the trip getting there as well as all the things you can do at Rams Hill, and it's really an exploding destination all its own, so we're pretty excited about having them on board as a sponsor.
That sounds great, and while we're talking about exciting places to go,
yes,
let's talk about Sweetens Cove, shall we?
The Sweetens Cove, the 2 day Sweetens Cove shootout, or shootout at Sweetens Cove, however you want to say it, in Tennessee, coming this August. It's $350, 2 days of pure fun, food, and more than a bit of drink, I'm guessing. We have bought the place out for those 2 days, and we're going to have all kinds of fun, man. We're going to just play all the golf we can possibly play. We have some epic Mike Strantz related prizes, even though Mike Strantz didn't do this, but Rob Collins, who designed the golf course, told me that really the work at Tobacco Road, North Carolina, helped influence a lot of what he did at Sweetens Cove. And so we came up with these Mike Strantz related prizes. The first one, an overnight stay for a foursome at Tobacco Road in the Stewart Cabin, which you and I have documented well. We love it there. It's one of our favorite places. Now, you and I and your lovely wife, Ava, and our not so lovely friend, Joe Sass, went and hung out there one time. And we just have an absolute blast when we're there. And so that is going to be a great prize. And the other prize comes right there from near your home. You know, tell us a little bit about the other wonderful foursome gift that we're going to have as part of the giveaways at Sweetens Cove.
Well, the courses, which people have heard us talk about, you and I have talked a lot about Strand's courses, and we have two of the best right here in Myrtle Beach. Of course, Caledonia, which was the first solo Strand's design, and its sister course just up the road, True Blue. People are going to get a chance to win a two-night stay for a foursome And that will be at Caledonian True Blue. You'll get to play both those courses. And it's a fantastic, I mean, between Tobacco Road, Caledonian, True Blue, you're not going to have a better Strands experience than you will at those two places. So we're excited to offer that to people. And as we know, we've mentioned it, we started selling out fairly quickly once we put this up on the golftripx.com website. There's limited space, so get in on this trip. It's going to be an absolute blast when we go to Sweetens Cove.
And we haven't figured out exactly how we're going to give out those prizes. I suspect one of them is going to be an epic closest to the pin competition over the 2 days. And we're still looking for ideas for how to determine who the winner is of the second prize. So if you're out there and you're a listener and you've got ideas, throw them our way. We're really excited about this trip. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great people, and a collection of just different people from all walks of life who are going to be there to play at Sweetens Cove with us.
Well, I think possibility would be most sortilage consummation. That'll pretty much limit it to you and me, though. I have a feeling.
You know, you raise a good point there. We need to get our friends in Canada to get some sortilage maple whiskey shipped down specifically for this Sweetens Cove event. I got to get on that. That's going to happen.
I think that's a great idea that I came up with.
Yes.
Somewhere. All right. Let us leave Sweetens Cove and Caledonian True Blue and Tobacco Road, and let's talk some Top Golf. It's a really, really interesting time in Myrtle Beach. I have watched this Topgolf location for a year go up from the groundbreaking, little by little, piece by piece, until it is now finally open. So we're going to talk about the Topgolf location here in Myrtle Beach. It's a perfect place for it. Before we do, and before we get to my interview with Jeff Kowalski and Michaela Prelo, and both of them are involved down here, I just wanted to give listeners a brief history, because they may not know about Topgolf if you don't happen to live near a location or traveled where there is one. I think it's a fascinating story, but most of it because of the way it started with twins. And as our listeners know, I myself am a twin, and my brother Matthew and I never had an idea like this. I wish we had. In Watford in England, twin brothers Steve and Dave Jolliffe, I'm not sure how they pronounce it, Jolliffe, their names. And the two of them were at a driving range, and they were practicing, and they started talking about different ways that they could improve the experience at the driving range. Now, you and I, Darren, we go to a driving range and we try to figure out whether we should still be playing golf or not.
Exactly.
These guys were trying to figure out a cooler way to have a driving range experience. So they formed a company called World Golf Systems, and they came up with a microchipped ball and a target technology that they could hit the balls to have some fun at a driving range. So they did that in Watford in England in 2001. There was a lot of business after that, developing it and kind of rolling it out. There were different entities involved that came into the corporate partnership. They expanded to three locations in the UK. And then in 2005 in London, a company was created to bring the technology and the experience to the United States. And they did that. The first one was in Topgolf Alexandria, which is in Virginia. And the newest one right here in Myrtle Beach is the 53rd location worldwide, 49 of them in the US, 3 in the UK, and 1 in Australia. But that, as we know, is changing really quickly, Darren.
Oh, they've got new locations coming. Greenville, South Carolina, I guess, opens in April. They've got another one in Alexandria. They got one coming in Louisville. If you're traveling internationally, you can hit Topgolf shots in Canada, Mexico, Dubai, more locations in Australia. And certainly, Mitch, you recently found out how popular the Myrtle Beach location is right before its official opening day there.
Well, it's pretty obvious that I always thought there should be a Topgolf here. We're the seaside golf capital of the world. There's 90 courses or whatever. In the spring and the fall, high seasons, it's just packed with golfers. And I always thought, why do we not have one? So eventually, when I found out that the one here was opening up, and as I said, I watched it go up for a year, got more excited, as everybody did. But people were questioning whether they'd be able to do the kind of business that they were hoping to do. And I always said they don't open Topgolf locations without a lot of research, a lot of planning. So the official opening was on March 1st. And I went, they had a soft opening during the week. So I went on, I believe it was March 9th was the first time that I actually went to experience Topgolf. The interview that you're going to hear with Jeff Kowalski and Michaela Prelo, I did during the soft opening. So that one was recorded the day before the official March 1st opening. But I got a taste of this place on March 9th, and I had an idea. Duke, my beloved Duke Blue Devils, were playing North Carolina, the hated North Carolina Tar Heels. And it was just, it was the end. It was the last regular season ACC game. So I thought, my wife was busy, and I thought, okay, it was a Saturday. I'm going to go, and I am going to hit balls for an hour at 5 o'clock. The game started at 6, and I thought, this is going to be a perfect afternoon. So I drove down there, and I look in the parking lot, and it's packed. And I get out. I have my hickory clubs, because you can hit any clubs you want at these Topgolf facilities. So I carry 3 or 4 hickories in. And I walk in the front door, and there's an elderly gentleman there with a Topgolf shirt on. And he looks at me, big smile. Hi, how you doing? Fine. You here to hit some balls? I said, yeah. He said, great. That's really cool. It's a 2.5 hour wait to get a hitting bay. And I went, what? He said, yeah, 2.5 hours. But we let you know. We'll give you a little thing, and they'll let you know when your bay's ready, and there's a lot to do here. And I said, well, for 2.5 hours, I'm not so sure. But the point is, it's a 55,000-square-foot facility. It's 3 decks. There's bars at different locations. The biggest screen in a bar I have ever seen in my life, which starts on the first floor, and you can see from 3 floors. It's 36 feet long and 27 feet high. And they can configure it in any one of 12 ways, from the largest screen full to any one of 12 configurations. So they can pretty much show everything. And when I walked in, they had golf, they had basketball, they had all kinds of stuff on there. So what I wound up doing was just sitting at the bar and having something to eat. The food is fantastic. Darren, you're going to flip out. We'll talk a little bit in a couple of minutes about the fact that you haven't been to one yet. But one of the things that really blew me away, and I had talked to Jeff about this, is the menu that they have. It's, if people think, if they haven't been to Topgolf, that it's kind of like driving range food, totally mistaken. It's a huge part of what these Topgolf facilities are about. They have a chef-driven menu, meaning they create the menu in the home office in Dallas. Then they roll it out to all the locations, and it's cooked by chefs at the location. So you don't feel like you're just going into some fast food place. They actually have people who know what they're doing, creating this whole menu. So it's much more like going to a really good restaurant, even though the setting is a bar. But the one thing that I noticed is that the place, now granted, it was 5 o'clock on a Saturday, but not really high season for golfers. And what I saw in Topgolf is what made me really stop and think about what was going on. Because unlike going just to a regular driving range, Topgolf had, there were young families there with their babies, strollers, mom or dad holding the baby on a shoulder while the other one was hitting balls. An elderly woman with a walker in there. Now, I don't think she was going to hit balls, but she was in there with a family. So the whole family and everything in between. I mean, every age in between. And when I tell you all 3 floors and all 72 bays were full, I mean, it was packed. And this was the first week it was open. So we haven't yet experienced Myrtle Beach golf high season in the spring and the fall, when there's thousands of golfers here looking for something to do at night or when the weather's bad. This is the place that they're going to go.
Yeah.
And
it seems to make a lot of sense, too. You know, I know you mentioned that I haven't been there, and our friend Joe Sass, who I alluded to rather snarkily earlier in the podcast, you know, he does an annual trip that we've talked about to Scottsdale. And a couple of years ago, they took the whole group there. I mean, after they had been playing golf all night, and I mean, all day, and drinking and eating and everything else. And then they went and you know, hit more golf shots all night in Scottsdale. So it's one of those places that's really going to appeal to the guys who just can't get enough of golf, in addition to the locals and the families and all that thing, all those people.
Yeah. And the other interesting thing, you know, when they started, when I first heard about Topgolf, which is probably 6 or 8 years ago, you'd say to yourself, well, there's only a few locations and I don't know if it's going to spread. I don't know if it's going to be successful, but there's a couple of important points. Like I said, there's 53 of them worldwide now, 49 of them in the States. There'll be 3 or 4 more opening really soon. But the big impact of the Myrtle Beach location is what got to me too. Most of the other Topgolf locations are 102 bays. Vegas, which I've been to, Charlotte, which I've been to, they're 102 bays. So this is effectively 30 bays smaller than that. And they were kind of, I think, using this Myrtle Beach location. There's 4 72 bay locations, but this is the one they were really looking at and wanted to see if the 72 bay was good enough to really attack smaller market cities, because they've been in big cities up until now. And they know, I've been doing some reading on the actual company, and they know now that this is a whole area that they haven't even approached. But now that they see the success of the 72 bay locations, they're going to go into a lot of smaller markets, which means people who don't live in a big city are going to have access to Topgolf. And one of the things that you'll hear when I talk to Jeff Kowalski, who's the director of operations here in Myrtle Beach, and Mikhail is the marketing manager. One of the great things is you buy a membership. I mean, I said to them, you wait 2.5 hours. That's a long time. Even if the food's good, that's a long time. But they said that what they're starting to find is that, and Jeff is a perfect example. He used to take his son to the Topgolf that's outside of Dallas. He was a restaurant guy. And he took his son to Topgolf often, and they loved it. They had an incredible time together. And they got to a point where the one they went to, which was in Allen, Texas, was getting so crowded that they often had to wait. So he said, I can't do this anymore. We can't afford to wait for an hour or two. So they got a membership. He got a family membership to the Allen facility, which gives you access to bypass a lot of the wait times. And once they did that, they started getting in quicker and they played more, they went more. And he said, I love this place. I've got to work here. So he did. And that's how he actually got into the Topgolf operation and, you know, worked, opened the Colony outside of Dallas, went back and worked at Allen, and then came to Myrtle Beach. He got here last October and I fell in love with the city. He was here one day with his wife and he said, we got to move here. So he got them to bring him here, and he's the director of operations, a very passionate guy who's really in love with the place. And they hired 350 people there. Now, in a small place like Myrtle Beach that's always looking for these kinds of things, 350 people got a job at Topgolf. And they're just that day, I said, I'd like to have the money the wait staff is making today. It was nonstop. So it's a big deal in terms of smaller markets and for traveling golfers, the people who we really try to give some information. To me, it's a great idea. I remember when I used to play at a lot of celebrity charity tournaments on the road, we would be in hotels, a bunch of us. And at night, we would go into the hallways in the hotels and have chipping contests.
Right.
And putting contests. And you've done the same thing. When at nighttime, you know, you think about the Pinecrest Inn in Pinehurst. And how many guys and women go and chip into the fireplace at Pinecrest. We're always looking for something that'll give us a little fun at night, or if it's raining, or if it's too cold, or whatever. And the gambling aspect of this, Jeff was telling me about the gambling aspect of these Topgolf locations, where you get 8, 10, 12, 16 people. And they come there at night, and they start eating and drinking, and yet they'll have 2 or 3 bays going at the same time. And because of the way the Topgolfs are set up with the scoring and the tracking and everything else, all of a sudden you've got massive games going on. And it's just the kind of thing where to me, it's a whole side aspect of, we always talk about growing the game. I walked in there and I looked around and I said, do you want to grow the game? Not everybody there. 50% of the people that are in there are non-golfers, according to Jeff. But I got to believe that of the 50% that are non-golfers, there's going to be a percentage that do that often enough and then say, hey, I want to go to a golf course.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And, you know, I keep you keep talking about smaller venues and smaller markets. So I'm ready for one to be built here in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that why not?
Yeah.
I equate it, the whole model, I equate to something that's really taken hold here in California and I'm sure across the country. Is these studio movie grills where you go to the movies, but you can eat a full chef meal right. while you're doing it. It's the same kind of mentality, except that there's just so much more you can do. You're not captive to just a movie when you're at Topgolf. You can play all these different types of games. You can do different things. It's mm-hmm. It's a fascinating thing. One of the things I didn't realize, and you didn't necessarily talk about this in the podcast, but you had mentioned it to me. Now, I didn't realize Top Golf was responsible for the Top Tracer technology that now we see on all these golf events when we're watching on television.
Yeah, they the company itself, if you read about it, I'm not going to go into it here, but if people are interested, you just go online and read about the business side of Top Golf, which started with these twins and now has three divisions worldwide. And one of them is strictly devoted to digital entertainment through Top Golf. And it's technology. So they don't, it's not just Top Tracer, which all of us see every week on the PGA Tour. And what a great addition that was to be able to see the shot shape and where it's going off the tee.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's made a huge difference in watching it. But they're developing all kinds of other technology. They've got something called Top Golf Crush, which is a game. You know, a digital game that they're breaking out. There's all kinds of things they're working on. And here's an interesting side note. I'm a member of the South Carolina Golf Course Ratings Panel. And we had a dinner where we gave out our awards a couple of weeks ago. And Charlie Reimer was the speaker. And Charlie's a great guy. I mean, I've known him for a long time, but he talked for half an hour. He's a fantastic ambassador for the game. And somebody asked him at the end, they said, where do you see golf right now? What's your state of the game? And Charlie said, well, the bulk of the elderly population within 10 years will stop playing. Meaning wow. people like me, you know, just older people who are playing.
Right.
He said, they're going to be gone. They're not going to play anymore. Everybody talks about getting younger kids into it. And he said, I'm telling you right now that is not going to happen with kids on a golf course. Because it takes too long. You know, all the arguments we've heard, it takes too long, it's too expensive, the game is hard. He said, in my mind, it's going to be a combination of golf courses, parents taking their kids to the putting green and having some fun, and the digital and video side of golf. And he was talking exactly about Topgolf. Because he said, if we're going to get them involved, it's got to be in this way. And when I was over there and I was looking around, I really clicked into what he was saying. And that's kind of my hope, too, is that the more locations, there's also another company called Drive Shack. So they have competition. There's a huge one, a 60,000 square foot one that just opened in Orlando.
Right.
So there's competition. There's going to be other places opening up, I'm sure, for Drive Shack. And between them and Topgolf, I think it's an exciting thing. I really do.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's exactly what we're talking about, too. These community-driven kind of golf experiences, whether that's Winter Park or Goat Hill Park or all these different places. This is another aspect of that. It's just a much more high-tech aspect of it.
And I watch my 7-year-old grandson and the video games he plays and the way he connects to TV with video and that's even things like dancing and doing weird things and playing games and fooling around. But he hasn't been to Top Golf yet. And I know and this is the other thing I should mention before we leave. They have week-long summer camps for kids. They have an instructor at each Top Golf facility, a certified instructor, and a lot of them are working on PGA certification. They have people who can teach the game. And Jeff said to me, when we see a kid come in and hit balls at the bay who has potential, we'll go up to the family and the parent and say, hey, your kid has a great swing. Would you like to have some instruction? And that's another way that they're trying to interact and get kids to hook into it while they're young. So, okay, Let's get to the conversation I had with Topgolf Myrtle Beach Director of Operations Jeff Kowalski, Marketing Manager Michaela Prelo, and I think you'll enjoy hearing the excitement and the passion from both of them, and you'll understand why I'm excited about Topgolf, and hopefully you will be too. Enjoy.
Well, it's great to be here with you, Jeff, and with you, Michaela. Topgolf Myrtle Beach opens tomorrow.
Woohoo!
And, well, you're excited. I am excited. I've lived here for 20 years. I've played at other Topgolf facilities, Charlotte, Vegas, and I kept going, Myrtle Beach, come on. Seaside golf capital of the world. It's pretty obvious to me that we need one of these. And lo and behold, those prayers were answered. And I know that from speaking as a golfer and somebody who lives here, when the news broke that it was actually happening, I heard rumblings about it before. I literally was thrilled because this is the place. All the other places are great too, but this is such a natural fit. So first of all, welcome to Myrtle Beach.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah, I'm loving it already. I've been here 4 months and couldn't be more excited. So,
well, as the day dawns tomorrow, which is March 1st. We're recording this the day before. But as the day dawns, and this day is actually here, because I remember the day the ground was broken. I remember watching this thing go up. You must be, both of you must be beyond ready for it to open, for one thing.
Well, it has been a labor of love, that's for sure. We have been working 12, 14-hour days, sometimes 7 days a week, to get to where we're at. And of course, when you know you could see the light at the end of the tunnel, you couldn't be more excited. So we're not only excited for the management team, but our whole entire Topgolf family that we've brought on. We brought on 350 associates, but we're excited for the community. And this community has been a big buzz from the day I moved here. I've been wearing the Topgolf shield out shopping and to restaurants, and people have just been flocking to me. I feel like a rock star, you know. They're
you
like,
are.
Yeah. They were like, when's Topgolf opening? When are they hiring? And my wife has been very gracious about letting me talk about Topgolf to whoever will talk to me. So the excitement is just crazy.
Let's get into the kind of nuts and bolts of the Topgolf experience, because you said this is your 53rd.
This is number 53. So I helped open number 10. So
wow.
In 5.5 years, we were up to 53.
Pretty amazing. To say it's exploding is putting it mildly.
Absolutely.
So you've had experience, the Colony. You were there for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Now you're here in Myrtle Beach as we get ready to open. Let me ask you how you feel Topgolf adds to kind of an overall travel and golf experience for friends who are making a multi-day trip to a destination like Myrtle Beach. It's a hardcore destination, a hardcore golf destination. You know, one of the things that a friend of mine asked me when I told him you guys were opening here, he said, is it possible that because of the nature of trips to Myrtle Beach and the way people play golf here, not the local people, but golf travelers, that they may be golfed out?
Well, the beauty of Topgolf is for everyone. So if you go out and, I mean, you've played a round of golf, you've got two people in your cart and maybe four people, you know, at a hole. And it is an experience, but it's kind of an alienated experience where here you fit six people into a hitting bay and you can bring your family out. So when you're playing golf, it's usually with your buddies, but here is a more of a family experience because you don't have the pressure of playing golf. When you're out there, you know, you wait a few minutes and you've got to hit that good shot. If you don't, you go up 10 more yards and you got to hit again. And that either frustrates the person in your cart or the people behind you or the people in front of you. And here it isn't. You just swipe the sensor and another ball comes out and you hit another ball. So it's really bringing families together so they can still do their golfing in the morning and then come hang out with their family at night. You can never get too much golf in my eyes. And here you don't had to invest 4 or 5 hours, which you would have to during the season. Here you can come out and play for an hour, 2 hours, and still get that experience.
Let me ask you, because we tend to talk on Talking Golf Getaways a lot about destination trips, buddy trips, that kind of thing, because there's the obvious, there's the local population that lives here like me, and then there's the big fall and spring golf seasons. There's, you know, times when people come down. There's the summer. You mentioned families. people come down for the beach, but now Top Golf is here too. As far as the kind of buddy trip thing, I always felt like this was a great idea. Like you, there isn't too much golf to be played. You can always get more.
Yeah.
Are you looking to specifically offer things to buddy trip kind of programs?
Yeah, we're open to almost anything, especially being in this unique market where, you know, we have to get the locals inside our venue. We just do. They have to be a part of us for us to succeed year round. But we do realize that there's going to be an opportunity for the buddy trips. And that's going to be something that we're going to have to learn as a brand, because this is unique. We haven't gone into a location like this. It's always usually one of these big cities. So we're going to be open-minded at going in for sure.
Well, I think you can speak to this, Michaela, because it's a marketing kind of issue, is to reach out to companies and people like Golf Trip X and Golf Trip Experts who deal with traveling golfers to make them aware before they get to Myrtle Beach, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely making the hotels, resorts in the area aware. We do have many golf courses here that we've already established connections with, as well as hotels and resorts who have golf courses and have a lot of golfers who visit throughout the year. And that's where we're going to get really much of our strong point and drive most of our business that way.
Okay, because it is a unique, you mentioned the uniqueness of Myrtle Beach, and obviously that's true. I've been here for 20 years, like I said. I've been involved in the media here for a long time, and I keep reminding myself not to take it for granted because it's such a ridiculous golf destination.
It is. For Topgolf to come into a city of this size, this is the smallest market we've gone into. And we did do a 72-bay as opposed to 102-bay, which you'll see at most of our Top Golfs. We're the third 72 bay, fourth. Mm-hmm. I get that right. Mm-hmm. 72 bay, which I think would be perfect for this market. I wish it was like an accordion where I can open it up to 102 bays during the summer, you know, and then back down during the off season. Mm-hmm. But what I do know is that this new footprint that we have, if you said you've been to other Top Golfs, mm-hmm. you usually come in on the second level. Well, we've got a new, we call it the easy build. You walk in on the first level, you have that huge giant screen TV, and the access to the first floor is much more accommodating and inviting. Right. So we're able to use all three levels all the time. And I think that's what's going to be help us make us successful for, you know, the 72 bays, but also season round.
Yeah. Can we talk for a second about that large screen? When you say large screen.
Isn't that crazy?
You can't get an idea of what large screen is until you see this thing. When I walked in on media night and I hadn't seen it at all, I literally just stood there with my mouth open.
Well, it's 27 feet by 36 feet, I believe is what he said the dimensions were. But the beauty of it is it can be one big screen. Mm-hmm. It can break up into four. It can break up all the way up into 12 different screens. Mm-hmm. So when March Madness comes around, we're going to have all those games on there.
I have a feeling it's going to be pretty crowded in here during March Madness.
Yeah, maybe a little.
And since I'm a Duke fan, I may be here.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. All right. Let's say that there's a group that's coming. As there's Golf Trip X Golf Travelers coming to Myrtle Beach, and they've mm-hmm. booked a trip. What kind of insider tips can you give a group that wants to do a night at Top Golf? The best way for them to plan, get in the door, what can they do? What should they do? What shouldn't they miss out on? That kind of thing. Because I know from having been in other places, and like you were telling me earlier, that you can wait sometimes.
Yeah.
If it happens to be crowded. And mm-hmm. so talk to us about the process of making sure that you can have a good time and get in.
Well, there's a few ways that you can miss the wait or skip the wait. You can actually book an event with us, and you'd have a private room. So we have two private chairman suites that fit up to 40, 50 people. We can open it up and seat about 125 in here. And we do buffets for groups of that size. And it's very unique food that's not on our menu. So that's also enticing. So if you're traveling out here with a big group, it's usually sizes of 15 or more. If not, we also do smaller, what we call direct book events. Go to topgolf.com, and you can also book a smaller event online there. We also have reservations. So for for a cost. You can pick a time slot that you want to do, and we'll have that bay reserved for you when you walk in. And then the last option is our Platinum membership. If you become a Platinum member with us, it includes a skip the line option. So when you come in, we put you to the top of the list, and you get the next bay available.
Okay, so let's say that somebody is from Dallas, and they've been to the Topgolf at the Colony, and they're a member there.
Mm-hmm.
That transfers over to Myrtle Beach if they come here with four or eight of their friends.
Absolutely. Okay. So if you have a Platinum membership at any of our venues, then you can use it at that venue, any other venue. So it works out great. It really does.
You said that the each bay accommodates six people?
Yes, six to play.
So six to play?
Yes, six to play.
So if you have, let's say you're with eight friends,
okay,
on a buddy trip to Myrtle Beach, they could all be there. It's just that only six of them can participate at any given time.
Well, absolutely. What I would do is I would get them two bays side by side so they can play next to each other, have a little fun. If they have some.
Well, sure you would.
Yeah.
If you want two bays.
Absolutely. Or let's say that two of them aren't playing. Maybe right. You've got two non-golfers and six golfers. We actually have a couple bays that have a table behind them. And it seats up to 10 people. So
they can just hang there and other people can be hitting.
Absolutely.
In other words, it's a party atmosphere.
It sure
point.
Is.
Okay.
We also have, we have a big patio on the first floor that has a stage for a live band or a DJ that we might have out there some nights. But there's some games out there that people can play and relax. And we also have two other patios, or what we call terrace and mezzanines, that people can just sit out there and enjoy the view, which if you're familiar with Broadway at the Beach, they do fireworks during mm-hmm. the season. And then the baseball team does fireworks also. So you can see the fireworks from there as well. So,
and you definitely will be able to see stuff from here. We were at night the other night, we were here, and it's pretty cool. You can see the Ferris wheels. And
yeah.
It's going to be an exciting time. You mentioned that this is a 72 bay Topgolf as opposed to the 102 at some of the other
yes, sir.
Venues. Are there other things about the Topgolf Myrtle Beach that make it different other than that? I mean, you talked about the entrance and the easy access, which I do love.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Vegas and you walk up, it was crowded. I have to say, you come in on that bottom floor and you have to walk up to that second level.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, it was fine.
Yeah.
It's not like it's bad, but it's an interesting difference.
No. Well, it's definitely hidden, and here you won't have that because you can actually see in our overlook, you can see that big screen TV too. So in those first two levels, you can actually be a part of all the action, whether it be a big sporting event or whatever you might be watching at the time.
Anything else? Is there anything else that you, either of you, kind of hook into and go, man, this is really cool. I haven't seen this before.
Well, I had a dream when we were building this that
uh-oh.
We could see the ocean from the third floor. That didn't happen. We got a bunch of trees there. I keep trying to pay my facility manager to go knock them down. That's a joke, by the way. So please don't come after me about knocking trees down. But it's still, you're 0.9 miles from the beach, and we have no other venue like that we can go, hey, you just take 29 and you're at the beach in a minute and a half. So I think that is definitely the uniqueness of this, and we'll see a lot of visitors from that.
How about you? From a marketing standpoint, is there anything that's different to you here about this one?
I would say just the atmosphere. Just because, like Jeff said, we're 0.9 miles from the beach. Just being able to be away, like be in, like in that escape, like paradise type setting. Being like, oh, we're at the beach, you know, kind of like a natural feeling. I would say that, just knowing that we're near the water, because all the days, like just being a resident of Myrtle Beach for almost 5 years, like, you know, in South Carolina, it can get pretty hot and humid, but we have these nice, you know, windows, huge doors we can open up in the summertime. So that way, you know, everyone kind of feels, you know, not congested, but comfortable.
Right.
So definitely the atmosphere.
And being this close, because that breeze will come off the ocean. So most times that'll feel nice. The bays, do they have fans or air conditioning? Or
they are climate-controlled bays.
Climate-controlled.
So, yeah, we've got heaters that cover not only the tee line, but also the seating area. And then we have the fans that will help keep it cool during
Great.
The summer.
Because that's a big, it is a big deal.
I mean, absolutely.
When sure. you live here with the kind of weather extremes we go to.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning that.
Let's talk for a minute about the company, because obviously we're about traveling all around the country, and there's 53 of them now. Are there other plans? Are there future markets? Are there different kinds of venues? I don't want you to give anything away.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Well, I can only tell you what I know.
Break some news. Yeah, but it's always with the explosion of Top Golf. Yeah. It would seem to me that there's got to be a lot of discussion and people interested in new ones. So,
well, we have quite a few in the build right now. Right down the road, Greenville, South Carolina, they'll be opening at the end of April. Mm-hmm. So they're so close behind us. They're ready to get it going as well. We also have one in National Harbor, which is right near Alexandria, Virginia, mm-hmm. right next to our original one in the U.S. So we'll have two over there. But we're also looking at expanding in other countries. We just opened Australia last year. We broke ground on Dubai. But we have Canada and Mexico in the works as well. But you're also going to see the success of these smaller 72 bays. We're going to be in smaller markets as well. So, you know, who knows? Keep an eye out for your city and cross your fingers that you get one. That's for sure.
Do you feel any pressure being a small 72 one to kind of, and more than normal, obviously everybody wants this to work, but do you kind of feel like, okay, let's see, relative to the company, how this performs, even though it's a unique market like Myrtle Beach?
Right now, I know that we have hired the most awesome rock stars in this city, and at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, people will flock to it because of the people that we've hired. And they will take care of them with hospitality. And then, of course, the uniqueness of the game. Just living on a golf course like I do now, there's people out there playing golf in the rain. This is going to be perfect for the golf-hungry people of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because my wife and I, she also plays, and we were talking about that aspect. And to me, that's what makes Top Golf, you know, it's not... In other words, I wouldn't just come here like I would go to a range and beat balls, because the it's very different to do that, hitting off grass versus hitting off mats, that kind of stuff. So, but to be able to come here when the weather's bad at night, times you know, you walk into places, I see in hotels, if it's really raining and it's been raining for a couple of days, I've seen guys putting in the hallways of hotels. They're so stir crazy. And now they... Well, I used to do it too. I don't do it anymore, but when I traveled, I used to chip in the hallways of hotels with my friends.
That's funny.
But to me, that's another part of what this offers. When you happen to, you know, you make a trip and all of a sudden you plan 5 days and two of them are raining.
Yeah, right. Well, and I had spoke to about the uniqueness of the rock stars that work for us, is that they're always creating moments that matter for all our guests that come in here, and we empower them to do that. And that's what also drives the people in here, not just to hit golf balls, not just to eat food and have beverages, but they're actually bonding with the people that work for us and having fun with them, and they create that experience.
I want you to surprise us. I want you to tell us something that golfers might not know about Top Golf. About the Myrtle Beach location or any place else you've been. You've been around them for a long time.
Well, we have chef-driven food. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that most people go, I can't believe you have such great food. Because if you go to a driving range or a golf course, you're getting that sandwich or hot dog or bag of chips, pre-made sandwich. Here it's chef-driven food.
So chef, specific Myrtle Beach chef? Or company.
I've actually hired some chefs from Myrtle Beach, but you will see consistent food from, you know, top to bottom. What I mean by chef driven food is we have chefs at the home office that build these menus, right. But we also have chefs that cook it as well. So they're putting that love into it when you get it, and you'll see it and you'll go, I've never had nachos like this. Or, you know, you have a brisket grilled cheese sandwich and it's just loaded with brisket.
Okay, so, I'm getting hungry.
I know, talking about
what's
it.
What's your favorite?
My favorite are our buffalo wings. They are so big and they're breaded with our own unique breading. And I just love wings. So you just get it all over you. So those are my favorite. And I eat wings everywhere. And sometimes I'm disappointed, but here, never. They're so big.
I think that's your nickname for me now. I'm calling you Wings. What about you, Michaela? Do you have a favorite food here?
Yes, so the desserts, so our donut holes, they're actually injectable donut holes where you can actually inject any type of filling, so chocolate, vanilla, cream, whatever you want into them. Oh, they're so good.
Can I tell you, at media night the other night, we were sampling some of your delicious food, wonderful event, and we were full. It was a great dinner. And three of us were sitting at this table, right, you know, close to us where we are right now. And the waiter comes out and he says, okay, time for dessert. And we all looked at each other and went, we're really full. Yeah. And he said, no, I'm putting these down. And he put the donut holes down with the syringes.
Yep.
And our eyes kind of widened. And he said, okay, this is kind of like Boston cream pie filling. And this is chocolate. And the first one, you do because you just kind of want to taste it. And by the fifth one,
you're shoving them.
I'm telling you, I could have eaten the whole thing by myself.
Yeah.
I would have regretted it later, but
it's very unique.
They
and
are
it's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They are awesome. Okay, Darren, I know you're at home salivating now. So, all right, let's talk about this aspect if we can. You have a range of golfing talent on display, kids, beginners, families, you've got single-digit handicappers, you've got trick shot artists. This atmosphere has to be rife with opportunity for memorable moments, both good and bad.
Okay.
I know I saw a couple of swings, and trust me, it's not that I'm a great golfer, but I saw a couple of swings the other day that they're, you know, so in your time with Topgolf, I'm going to ask you some of the crazier, funnier things that you've seen take place, and you must have seen some crazy
things,
given the atmosphere here.
Oh, of course. And you see, well, again, Topgolf is for everyone, which is, we say 50% of our people are non-golfers. And that's where when they come in, it can be intimidating. But we have golf instructors on staff. And matter of fact, all of our team is actually given a class on instruction to be able to give them little small tips. But if we see people struggling, holding it like a hockey stick or just tremendous swings, I get the golf pro involved and I'm like, hey, give me a few minutes with this person, make a moment that matters for them, get the ball up in the air. And you never know who you're building, you know. Obviously, we're creating a top golfer for life, but you could be creating a golfer for life. And we do that a lot for our kids. I walk the tee line all the time, and I'll see a kid that has a great swing, and I'll just say to the dad, that kid has a wonderful swing. Do you mind if my golf pro comes by and, you know, gives them a lesson or two? And they'll sign up for lessons or they'll sign up for our academies. So we offer a lot of things. And
are they PGA pro? PGA?
Right now, our Billy Belair is our director of instruction, and he's still going through the process.
Okay.
So he's not PGA certified yet. But I'll tell you what, he is the best golfer I've ever seen. And I played against him last night. I got a little cocky and I was like, come on, let's go. We're going to play Top Pressure, which is one of our games where it's the yellow target and it's cut into nine different areas, like a pie.
Uh-huh.
And then the middle being the ninth. And I'm pretty good at the game, but he's pretty good at golf. And he eliminated it twice, which is he knocked out every target twice. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm never playing you again. And I was like, I won't get cocky anymore.
But it's an interesting concept because the ability, I love what you said about creating a moment for somebody while they're here. I mean, it's all fun. It's about fun. You know, when Topgolf first came out, and I would hear people kind of dissing it a little bit, saying, well, it's not really golf. It's not this. It's not that. And my first hit has always been, yes, but it gets clubs in people's hands. And if they do nothing more than have fun, wow, what a horrible thing.
Right.
And the potential to be able to really go, well, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also exists. So I think it's a great thing. And I love the kids' aspect of it. So they come here, if they come to a camp, let's say.
Yes.
And they come here and they utilize the targets as a teaching place. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's actually a week long during the summer, and they teach them everything from the rules, how to hold the club, etiquette. But they also have the targets involved, and of course they love those. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
They want to do that piece. We actually integrate every aspect of the game, putting and everything. So we have little nice little fun putting things going on.
Let me ask you one other, because I know when I was at the Topgolf in Vegas, I went and I hit balls in the middle of the afternoon. I didn't have my clubs with me. I was there on business doing something else. Can you use your own clubs?
Absolutely. We have actually places available to put your own clubs.
Okay.
But we also have clubs at the bay. So we have right-handed clubs at the bay for both men's and women's. We have left-handed clubs available we can bring up to you. And we also have junior clubs and top clubs. So for the little ones, so for the different sizes.
That's great. Are they generic kind of clubs?
No, not at all.
What are you carrying here?
Not at all. Callaway is a big partner of ours.
I figured I'd get that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you will see that they are not actually Callaway branded, but they look really like Callaway. So
cool.
All right. So people, that's a great thing because my podcast partner, Darren and I are Hickory players only. So my plan is to come here with 100-year-old clubs.
Oh, wow.
If I'm going to practice, I'm going to, you know, unless I really, with some people, I'm going to be a little crazy, then I probably won't bring the Hickories.
Yeah.
But all right. Is there anything else you want our golf travelers to know about Topgolf? Anything else you'd like to get in here?
Yeah. So just for updates, anything, Topgolf Myrtle Beach, we do have a Facebook page. So please like and follow our Facebook page for updates. Our marketing team does a lot of different contests, prizes, things like that. We give away free platinum memberships, free lifetime memberships, t-shirts, anything from a Topgolf koozie, swag bag, whatever you want.
Cool. Anything else from you?
We just look forward to seeing the locals of Myrtle Beach out. And then, of course, when the season hits, I heard it's like 14 million visitors. They can come on in, too.
You might need more than 72 bays.
Yeah. Oof. Like I said, I wish I could open it up like an accordion, but
yeah.
we'll accommodate them with the 72 bays as well.
All right. Well, we're thrilled you're here. I'm obviously, like I said, I'm thrilled you're here. And I know anybody that's listening gets a chance to come to not just Myrtle Beach, but get involved with any of the top golf around the country. It's going to be a great thing. And we'll just try to help you guys get going.
I appreciate it. Thank you for inviting
us.
Thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that. Thanks to Jeff Kowalski and Michaela Prelo. You can find out all you need to know about Topgolf, of course, at topgolf.com. They have Facebook pages wherever the locations are. If you're coming to Myrtle Beach, I hope that'll be soon. You can check out Topgolf Myrtle Beach, their Facebook page. They have deals. They have info. They have contest giveaways. This is a burgeoning Facebook site. So get in on it and find out what's going on wherever you live or wherever you travel to if they have a Topgolf location.
And in addition to thanking them, we want to thank the listeners. We can't do it without them. Hit us up on social media at the all-new @GolfTripExperts accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. Visit the GolfTripX.com website. All of that helps us continue to spread the word about the best in golf travel.
All right. The Joliffe twins and other top golf visionaries had a dream. We hope you have one, too. Go run it down. So long.